I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's newish director, Kathy Craninger, is scheduled to go before the Senate Banking Committee today to talk about her agenda. The Bureau's leadership has come under fire for pushing to roll back some protections, including ones governing predatory payday lending, Marketplace's Renata Sego reports.
When Craninger appeared before the House Financial Services Committee last week, things got heated. Chairwoman Maxine Waters of California grilled the director on enforcement of fair lending regulations.
Do you believe that it has been weakened and that it needs to be restored?
I believe that it has indeed been strengthened, Chairwoman, with the way
that Do you believe that it needs to be restored?
The tone in the Senate hearing should be less tense, according to Chris Willis with the law firm Ballard Spahr, which represents banks. He says that's because Republicans run the Senate committee, and they believe payday lending is already regulated enough.
And that it's important to not just extinguish an entire industry based on the sentiments of consumer advocates.
But there will be more tough questions for Craninger, according to the University of Utah law professor Christopher Peterson.
Democrats on the committee that are running for president are going to be very skeptical of her consumer protection track record.
One of those senators is Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, who proposed the CFPB in the first place. I'm Renata Sego for Marketplace.